U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama touted America's progress on ethnic equality, civil rights, and religious freedom as she continued her tour of China. Mrs. Obama made the comments Tuesday during a speech to Chinese students at a prestigious high school in the southwestern province of Sichuan. The U.S. First Lady said, in America, hardworking people can succeed no matter where they live or how much your parents have. Later, she observed a student demonstration of the traditional Chinese exercise regime, Tai Chi, and tried a few moves by herself. Last Saturday, Mrs. Obama visited Beijing's prestigious Peking University, delivering a speech that emphasized the importance of education and studying abroad. Our report on education this morning spotlights that speech. Here's a segment of it.
I'm here today because I know that our future depends on connections like these among young people like you across the globe. Now, that's why when my husband and I travel abroad, we don't just visit palaces and parliaments and meet with heads of state. We also come to schools like this one to meet with students like you, because we believe that relationships between nations aren't just about relationships between governments or leaders. They're about relationships between people, particularly young people. So we view study abroad programs not just as an educational opportunity for students, but also as a vital part of America's foreign policy. Through the wonders of modern technology, our world is more connected than ever before. Ideas can cross oceans with the click of a button. Companies can do business and compete with companies across the globe, and we can text, email, Skype with people on every continent. So studying abroad isn't just a fun way to spend a semester. It is quickly becoming the key to success in our global economy. Because getting ahead in today's workplaces isn't just about getting good grades or test scores in school, which are important. It's also about having real experience with the world beyond your borders. Experience with languages, cultures, and societies very different from your own. Or as the Chinese saying goes, it is better to travel 10,000 miles than to read 10,000 books. But let's be clear, studying abroad is about so much more than improving your own future. It's also about shaping the future of your countries and of the world we all share. Because when it comes to the defining challenges of our time, whether it's climate change or economic opportunity or the spread of nuclear weapons, these are shared challenges. And no one country can confront them alone. The only way forward is together. That's why it is so important for young people like you to live and study in each other's countries. Because that's how you develop that habit of cooperation. You do it by immersing yourself in one another's culture, by learning each other's stories, by getting past the stereotypes and misconceptions that too often divide us. That's how you come to understand how much we all share. That's how you realize that we all have a stake in each other's success. That cures discovered here in Beijing could save lives in America. That clean energy technologies from Silicon Valley in California could improve the environment here in China. That the architecture of an ancient temple in Xi'an could inspire the design of new buildings in Dallas or Detroit. And that's when the connections you make as classmates or lab mates can blossom into something more.
Mrs. Obama said international student exchanges can lead to what one student defined to her as citizen diplomacy as international communication increases among students and everyday people. She added such communication need not be limited to in-person overseas visits. More than 200,000 Chinese students are studying in the United States. Only 20,000 young Americans study in China. The Obama administration has set a goal of boosting that number to 100,000. It's called the 100,000 Strong Initiative.